Hey y'all, you are listening to Life in the Eyes of Bee Holmes, a podcast about relationships, growth, our spiritual journey, and whatever else the Lord gives. I just want to take the time to thank you for taking this journey with me. As I live what I give, and I give what I live. Now, I'm your host, Brittany Holmes. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Life in the Eyes of Bee Holmes, and welcome to our first official episode. I am so excited that you took the time to join me on this journey. So let's jump into the first episode. Who's in your crew? I am a firm believer that you should surround yourself with like-minded people that desire more of God than themselves, like to have fun, live to fulfill their purpose, and they are birthing out everything that was placed on the inside of them. Now, I am not saying drop your current friends, but you should make sure that you are surrounded by friends that can encourage you in a way your friends that you vowed are irreplaceable can't, because their relationship with God is different. That's the beauty of friendships. They are not all the same. I have certain things that I tell to different friends, and then I have some friends that get all my business, and that's because I know I will get a different response to certain things depending on who I am speaking with. That's the same with people's relationship with God. They are not the same. So yes, your current friends may know God, but there may be another friend with a different level of faith in God, or their trust level is higher in God. Certain friends can only take you as far as they are. That's why it's so important to embrace the connection that church family and friends can give you. You can be going through different issues and the friends around you can't pick up on it. And it's not because those friends don't care. It's because we've mastered our ability to hide certain issues we are facing. Trust me, I've been there. But the people that have positioned themselves before God in a different manner could possibly be interceding on your behalf in the middle of the night, top of the morning, or in the middle of the day, just because God dropped you in their spirit. Okay, let me tell y'all a little story. Before I graduated from college, I ended a situationship. And when I graduated, I told God, you got me out of my mess. You covered me. You loved me. You kept me. And so here I am, Lord. Use me as you please. You see, even in my situationship, I still was in church. I wasn't active. I didn't sing in the choir. I didn't usher or anything like that. But I still went every Sunday, even if I had to go to the 8 o'clock service before work. Here's a little nugget. Even if you haven't made the decision to get saved or fully give your life to God, know that the church still welcomes you. I wasn't perfect then, and I'm still not perfect now. But I still stuck and stick close to God. Make the first step and a change will happen. Don't worry about having it all together. Now back to the story. So since I got home from college, I decided I wanted to find a church that matched the growing feeling that I had become accustomed to when I was in school. I am not downing my old church because I love them. They are my family. But I desired another level of growth. I told myself I'm going to visit a church every Sunday until I felt peace to join. That journey was short-lived. I had visited one of my current friends' church in the past, and I wanted to explore it more. So that was my first stop. And y'all, I felt such a peace during the service, I joined the same Sunday. Over time, I got close to some people, and in the process of getting connected with them, I got connected to their connections. One of those connections was my now pastor and mentor, LaToya Bruinson of Raymond Word Christian Center. Visit us online due to COVID. Shameless plug. But before there was Rhema, there was LBD, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into being affiliated with these people, but God knew. I began to limit my time with my current friends because I didn't know how to handle my change. I just knew I wanted God, and I went head first. I had grew up in church all my life, but this yes was a different yes. They were so confused at my switch up and limit on communication, and I couldn't explain it because I didn't understand it. I just knew I couldn't handle being around the things I used to do. No, my friends didn't pressure me to do anything. I just had to cut off everything to focus on my relationship with God. It wasn't just my friends that didn't understand either. My family didn't understand why I was in church so much. If you know LBD's itinerary, you know she would have church tours and I was at all the services. Nobody understood how the devil would play on my mind and try to take me back to my old ways. So, of course, they couldn't understand, I mean, why is she in church so much? Like, it, literally, if she had a service on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we were at church Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And with my friends not understanding, there were so many nights I cried because I didn't want to lose my friends because they were not bad people. There was no drama. We all had goals. We had fun together, but it wasn't about them. I had to get my life on track with God because I had been living for myself for so long. I was blessed with some new people in my life that grew to be more like family that helped me in that transition in my life. That's why you can't say no new friends, because the new friends could be your key to what you desire and it can help you get to where God needs you to be. That's why it's important to check who's in your crew to see if you need to add, cut off, or limit your time with people. Let's examine how not being surrounded with the right people can lead you wrong. If you watched Push Through Monday on Knowledge, Wisdom, and Understanding, you know we talked about Solomon in 1 Kings. But today, we are going to go a little deeper into 1 Kings, and I'll take the time to catch everyone up who missed out. Solomon asked God for an understanding mind and a hearing heart to judge the people. God obliges and gives him a little extra. Solomon does some good as king, but in the end, he defies God. Solomon got entangled with women he wasn't supposed to, and those women put him on to other gods, and as a result, God said that he would strip the kingdom from the son that would reign after him by the name of Rehoboam, and he would give it to his servant Jeroboam. So Jeroboam goes on the run from Solomon because he tries to kill him, and then he comes back when Solomon dies. And we're at the place where Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel come and speak to Rehoboam, asking him to lighten the hard load of labor that his father imposed on them, and then they would serve him. So, you know, King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served and advised his father, and they told him to grant their request, but he ignored them. And he went and consulted with the young men he grew up with and that served him. And they told him not to lighten it, but to make it more severe. This leads to God's word that the kingdom would be torn from him because of his dad and given to Jeroboam, Solomon's servant. Okay, so now we're at Jeroboam has the kingdom. And it says in the Bible, Jeroboam gets the 10 tribes God promised, and he's weary in what God said. And the thing that gets me is that Jeroboam was weary in what God said, even though he saw all God did for Solomon. So the Bible says, he says in his heart, now the kingdom will return to the house of David. If these people go up to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem to offer sacrifices, then their heart will turn to their Lord. to Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Judah. So the king took counsel and followed bad advice and made two calves of gold. You can find each story that I just talked about in 1 Kings chapters 3, 11, and 12. And I use the Amplified Bible because it's my favorite. But don't take my word for it. Go read the word. So if you really think back on the stories that I just gave you, their friends was trash. Okay, they didn't have anybody around that was really for them, especially Jeroboam. Rehoboam had the elders, and of course, God's word had to be fulfilled, but he disregarded what the elders said. And Jeroboam, he just had bad advice around him, period. He didn't have anybody around to say, hey, don't forget how you got the kingdom. Like, let's, you know, follow God. He's got it. He wasn't surrounded with the right people. And that's why it's so important to check who is in your crew. So let's do checking your crew 101. Question one, are they adding anything to your life? You shouldn't be pouring out more advice, prayer, or concern than what you are getting back. We can't just be sending screenshots of people on Facebook or Instagram in our group chats. You have to be adding something else. Question two, do they have goals? You are who you hang around. If your friends aren't trying to better their life and you start, are they supportive or do they always have something to say? Question three, can you be yourself with them? Are you the same person that you are around other people or is your switch up game strong? Question four, do they encourage your growth in God? You got to remember, these might be the same friends you used to get lit with. Question five, do they pray for you or pray on you? Question six, is the friendship draining you? Question seven, do they understand you want better for your life? Question eight, are they pushing you with encouraging words towards better? Question nine, are they holding you accountable to dreams and goals you've shared with them? And last, question 10, do you feel comfortable sharing your dreams or goals with them? Depending on what answer you gave to those questions, might I suggest for you to go to God in prayer about your friendships? Only God can lead you. This is not an episode to tell you how to choose what friends you keep and which friends you don't. I still have majority of my friends that I didn't know how to explain my change with. We are growing together and I can get prayer, receive encouragement, and be held accountable. And some of those friends are gone, and that's okay. The people that I need in my life are in it, and I am always open to people being added, with close evaluation, of course. I hope this episode will encourage you to surround yourself with people that understand your growth and don't question it. They see your change and embrace it. They correct you when needed, and they encourage you to keep going. So, who's in your crew? Thanks so much for listening to me as I live what I give and give what I live. Please subscribe, share, and leave me a review. Until next time, bye y'all.